This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, chatting on the phone lines now with Castleford Wolves head football coach Tracy Vulgamore. Coach Vulgamore, thank you for taking some time with me today.
You're welcome.
Coach, how has fall camp been so far? What's the atmosphere been like leading up to the first week of the season?
Really good. Optimistic. Guys are fired up. Practice is high energy and a lot of positive attitudes. We're just tickled with it.
Last year, coming off of a 3-6 overall season, you've got a number of players coming back on offense this year. Who do you expect to be your impact players?
Well, you know, that's tough to say right now. We're moving guys around. Morgan Shipp's probably going to be one of him and Dylan Butoff are going to be probably our two strongest linemen. And last year he played some running back for us, so a little bit of conversion there. Junior this year that, you know, played center for us, maybe going to move to running back. So we got the incoming junior quarterback, looks like it's probably going to have our starting job. So, you know, we got a lot of new faces in those impact type situation players. And, you know, we're kind of up in the air on that question.
Overall, on looking to improve on your offense from last year, what area do you feel you're working the most to improve on?
I think we're going to be a little more effective passing the ball this year at times. Our quarterback this year is going to be somewhat more mobile, smaller, quicker guy. He appears to see the field pretty well. He done real well during passing league in the summer, which, you know, that's one thing. But yeah, you don't have a pass rush with that. But looks like he's going to do okay there.
Looking on the defensive side of things, do you have a lot of the same players that are on offense that will be making the same impact on defense, or are there some new faces out there?
No, not really. I mean, we got the same people there. We'd like to have some new, but, you know, in a school with just, you know, 80 kids roughly in the entire high school, I think we've got we probably got 11 juniors and seniors. We only have two sophomores total, so, you know, and they're probably going to get a little time, no doubt, but just because of, we'll need to rest some guys. But, you know, with that few people, you know, they've definitely got to go both ways, and you just try to get the best 8 athletes out there at all times.
So that brings up my next question. What are the numbers looking like this year?
Well, we're total, you know, I think we got 21 JV and varsity. You know, I think we've got, like I said, it's two sophomores, so, and our juniors and seniors are pretty evenly balanced. I think we got 5 or 6 there each. And so, you know, not like you'd like to see them, but, you know, there's 4 or 5 guys in the school that would sure be helping us out if they were at, they played, but, you know, they chose not to. And so, you know, you take the guys that want to be there and make the most of it.
Looking back at the defense once again, what's the one aspect you're looking to improve on over last year?
Well, we didn't pass defend well last year, without a doubt. You know, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, what other teams had, you know, more speed. It's tough to do that. But, I mean, we're working a whole lot on fundamentals, on our pass defense, you know, getting guys to not let a receiver close on them so tight, and then you have to turn around to catch up. But that's something we definitely have to work on. We just weren't very good at pass defense last year. We were pretty good against the run, and I think we still will be this year. As long as we can improve on that pass defense, I think we'll be competitive.
Chatting with Castleford Wolves head football coach Tracy Vulgamore. Coach, the X factor for this season, the thing that will weigh the most on your success this year, obviously you're at a small school. You only have, you mentioned, about 20, 21 kids out to play. Is it going to be health for you this year, or will it be something else?
You know, it's almost always, you know, you want to certainly be healthy, you know, but a lot of those things you can't control. And, you know, I've seen injuries come in a practice that, you know, kid gets a leg broken on just some freak. You know, you just can't. You can't coach for that, or you just can't worry about it. You know, I've seen ACLs tear on a padless day, you know, kid plant and push off, and you wouldn't think anything of it, and MRI shows he's got a tear. So, you know, you just can't focus on those things. If they're going to happen, that's in somebody else's hands. And, you know, to me, I think the X factor for us is just going to be confidence. You know, last year, you know, I think if you got ahead of us, you had us beat. We had a rough time ever competing. If we got down a couple touchdowns, I think that maybe went away this year. It appears too in practice. You know, people are just competing no matter what, and that's going to be our job as coaches, is to get that competitive, you know, never quit attitude back, and no matter what the score is in 8-man football, you know, 3 scores isn't anything. You can score 3 times, and I've seen it happen in just minutes. So, you know, to get the kids convinced of that, and the confidence with each other, and, you know, and having each other's back at all times, I think that's where it's going to lie for us.
What is the big game on the schedule for you this season?
Well, I guess our non-conference big game is against Hagerman. You know, we're 30 minutes away or 20 minutes away, depending on how, which road you take. But that's always been one of the rivalries for us, and preseason anyway. And then once you get to conference, you know, Lighthouse is going to going to be pretty dominant, I think, in our conference and possibly the state. And they should be real dominant state. Kerry's going to be a big one for us, looks like. You know, we're kind of, you know, I think we'll both, Lighthouse is going to give us both a lot of trouble. So I think maybe the two of us matching up, Richfield factor, if they stay healthy and, you know, and get some numbers. But, you know, I guess I'm looking down the road at the our second to last game against Kerry. You know, if everything kind of shapes up the way we think, that could be a decider.
Last question for you, Coach Vogelmoor. What are you most excited about for your team and for yourself personally this season?
Oh, you know, I think it's just a little bit more renewed optimism, if you will, just across the board with the players, especially the varsity level guys, are possibly to get along somewhat better. That's to me, you know, practices, every practice to this point, I've had a great time. It's been fun again. Last year there, we struggled a little bit in practice, especially of getting guys there. You know, seem to be having a lot more guys at practice now. Find the reasons for not being there aren't as many. It's been more enjoyable, and I'm pretty sure for them, and it certainly has been for me.
Coach Vogelmoor, thank you so much for taking some time to visit with me today. I certainly appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Castle Ford Wolves this season.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's Tracy Vogelmoor, the head coach of the Castle Ford Wolves football team. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, power rankings, and more for all Castle Ford High School athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.